नमांसि आरभामहे वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। हलसन्धीनाम् अध्ययनं क्रियमाणमासीत्। सो वि वर् स्टडिङ्ग् हलसन्धीस् तत्र गतपाठे तुगागमस्य अध्ययनं कृतं। कुत्वस्य विषये उक्तम्, कानिचन उदाहरणानि वदामि। गतपाठे यानि उदाहरणानि दत्तानि तत्र चकारस्य एव उदाहरणमासीत्, अतः अन्यानि कानिचन उदाहरणानि अत्र वर्तन्ते। ऊर्ज् इति कश्चन शब्दः, जकारस्य गकारः भवति। So in this example, J will be replaced with G. So urj becomes urg. So then again there are other sandhis involved. Then it becomes urk. So evam vibhraj becomes vibhrag. Jakarasya sthane gakarah. Suyuj. सुयुग् इति भवति, जकारस्य स्थाने गकारः। एवं पयोमुच् पयोमुक् इति भवति, चकारस्य स्थाने ककारः। इदं सर्वं पदान्ते, चलि पदान्ते इति अंशद्वयमस्ति। सो गतपाठे यानि उदाहरणानि दृष्टानि तत्र झल् वर्णः आसीत्। एतानि उदाहरणानि पदान्ते चवर्गस्य, एतेषु चवर्गः पदान्ते अस्ति, एण्ड् आफ् पद, अत्र जकारः पदान्ते। एतेषु त्रिषु जकारः पदान्ते अस्ति, अत्र चकारः पदान्ते अस्ति। एवं वाच् वाक् इति भवति। इत्येवं कानिचन अन्यानि उदाहरणानि कुत्वस्य। अग्रे षत्वम्। यस् सो देर् इस् वन् टु वन् करेस्पाण्डेन्स् बिट्वीन् चवर्ग एण्ड् कवर्ग। यस् सिन्स् देर् आर् फैव् लेटर्स् इन् चवर्ग एण्ड् फैव् लेटर्स् इन् कवर्ग, so it's one to one correspondence. The first letter will be replaced with first letter. Okay. Shatvam. Shatvam nama the shakaraha adesha bhavati. Sure is the substitution. Atra sutra dvayam asti, chasam shaha. Vastutah idam sampurnam sutram na, is not complete sutra, chasam shaha. Still it is very long. Vrashta, bhrashta, sraja, mraja, yaja, raja, bhraja, chasam shaha. But since now it is enough, therefore I took only the last part of the sutra, chasam shaha. So this part is general, and the previous part is about particular words. So chasham iti shashti bhakti, shaha iti prathama, jali iti saptami, ataha sutrasya arthaha छसाम स्थाने छ नाम छ वर्णः छ लेटर श श वर्णः श लेटर अनयोः स्थाने इन द प्लेस ऑफ छकार एंड सकार शकारः भवति मूर्धन्य श शकारः भवति कदा झलि परे यदा तस्मात् परं जलवर्णः वर्तते एतस्य उदाहरणं अग्रिम चित्रे दर्शयिष्यामि ततः पूर्वम् आदेशप्रत्ययोः इत्यस्य उदाहरणं वदिष्यामि आदेशप्रत्ययोः इति सूत्रम् अत्र इण्कोः अपदान्तस्य सस्य मूर्धन्यः एतानि पदानि अनुवर्तन्ते दीस् वर्ड्स् आर् टेकन् फार्वर्ड् फ्रम् प्रीवियस् रूल्स् इण्कोः इण्कोः इति पञ्चमी इण् इति प्रत्याहारः इकारादारभ्य नकारपर्यन्तम् ए वर्णाः इ उण् ऋ लुक् ए ओं ऐ औ हयवरट् लण् एते वर्णाः इण् इति पदेन गृह्यन्ते कोः नाम कु कवर्गः इत्यर्थः अतः इण् वर्णाः पुनः कवर्गः एतस्मात् परस्य आदेशप्रत्यययोः सस्य अपदान्तस्य सस्य देर् आर् त्री सिक्स्थ् केस् वर्ड्स् आदेशप्रत्यययोः अपदान्तस्य सस्य आदेशप्रत्यययोः यः सकारः आदेशस्य यः सकारः अथवा प्रत्ययस्य यः सकारः सकार शुड् बि आफ् प्रत्यय आर् शुड् बि आफ् आदेश आदेशस्य यः सकारः प्रत्ययस्य यः सकारः अपदान्तस्य सस्य सो दट् सकार शुड् नाट् बि एट् द एण्ड् आफ् पद अपदान्तस्य पदान्ते न भवेत् सः सकारः अपदान्तस्य सस्य किं भवति मूर्धन्यः भवति मूर्धन्यः शकार सो मूर्धन्यः भवति सेम् शकार इस् काल्ड् हियर् मूर्धन्य अतः इण्कोः परस्य आदेशप्रत्ययोः आदेशस्य यः सकारः प्रत्ययस्य यः सकारः कीदृशः अपदान्तस्य सस्य सः सकारः पदान्त पदस्य अन्ते न भवेत् अपदान्तस्य सस्य स्थाने षकारः मूर्धन्यः षकारः भवति अत्र द्रष्टुं शक्नुवन्ति चित्रे सकारस्य स्थाने षकारः किन्तु अयं सकारः कीदृशः भवेत् पदान्ते न भवेत् आदेशस्य भवेत् अथवा प्रत्ययस्य भवेत् तादृशस्य सकारस्य स्थाने षकारः भवति यदि सः सकारः इण्वर्णात् परम् अथवा कवर्गात् परम् अस्ति इति सूत्रम् सूत्रस्य अर्थः उदाहरणं बुभूसति अत्र सकारः वर्तते बुभूस अयं सकारः ऊकारात् परमस्ति ऊकारात् परम् अयं सकारः अस्ति ऊकारः इण् वर्णेषु अन्तर्भवति अतः इणः परः अयं सकारः पुनः अयं सकारः पदस्य अन्ते नास्ति बुभूसति इति पदं पदस्य अन्ते अयं सकारः नास्ति अयं सकारः प्रत्ययस्य सकारः कथं प्रत्ययस्य इति ज्ञातं तत् अग्रे ज्ञायते के प्रत्ययाः इति यदा ज्ञायन्ते तदा अयं कः प्रत्ययस्य सकारः कः प्रत्ययस्य न इति सम्यक् ज्ञातुं शक्नुमः अयं स इति कश्चन प्रत्ययः अत्र, अतः अयं प्रत्ययस्य सकारः. वी नो अबौट् प्रत्ययस् लेटर्, देन् यू विल् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् हौ इट् इस् प्रत्यय एण्ड् विच् सकार इस् बिलाङ्ग् टु प्रत्यय एण्ड् विच् इस् नाट्, देट् वी विल् नो लेटर्. सो दिस् इस् प्रत्यय सकार, द सकार बिलाङ्ग्स् टु प्रत्यय. अतः अस्य सकारस्य किं भवति, षकारः भवति, बुभूषति. रामेषु रामेषु प्रसिद्धम्. अत्र सकारः इणः परं वर्तते, ए इति इण्वर्णः, तस्मात् परं सकारः अस्ति. तस्य पुनः सः सकारः पदान्ते नास्ति, पदान्ते उकारः अस्ति. रामेषु उकारः अन्ते अस्ति, सकारः अन्ते नास्ति. अयं सकारः प्रत्ययस्य सकारः, अतः सकारस्य स्थाने षकारः भवति रामेषु. अस्तु, प्रायः केचन प्रश्नाः सन्ति इति भाति. इण्कोः इति पञ्चमे विभक्तिः, प्रश्नः अस्ति, इस् इण्कोः इस् फिफ्त् आर् सिक्स्त् केस्? सो इण्कोः इति पञ्चमी. What is the role of kavarga? Kavarga api, so but if there is kavarga, there are more sandhi rules are involved. So it's not only shakara, therefore I have not given the example here. We will know later on. But even if there is kavarga, then also sa changes to sha. Why does not use cha? Chasham, I think someone raised a hand. Kalyan Krishnanji, do you have a question? I think you raised your hand.
The question hai, chasham bolte hain, why don't they say chashayohu? Do you want to ask you?
Okay. Yeah. The thing is, actually the rule is very long. So I only selected the last part of the rule. So there are many words. That is Vrashta, Bhrashta, Sraja, Mraja, Yaja, Raja, Bhraja, then Chasham. So since there are many words, he used Bahuvachana. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Rasta. Padanta letter will always be a varna only and not vyanjana. In su and no, say vyanjana can also be at the end of pada. In consonant, in there are consonant ending words, so it is possible. So but in this, for this rule, it should not be at the end of pada. There are many consonant ending words. So there is vach shabda, ut, urj. So there are different types of words where they end with consonants. And even pratyaya can also end with sakara. So there are possibilities. So is also, does that mean cha is also replaced? Which cha I didn't get. So the sa will be replaced with sha by this rule. Yeah, so someone suggested, see Rao ji suggested us just iti. So there are sakara ending pratyayas, he suggested. Yeah, so there can be a sakara at the end of pada. So therefore apadantasya iti uktam. Therefore he used the word apadantasya. So some examples of this shatva. Bubhu sati drishtam, so becomes bubhu shati. Bhavishyati, atra ikarat param sakaraha vartate. Ikaraha invarnaha, tasmat param sakarasti, sakaraha pratyayasya sakaraha, ataha tasya sthane sakaraha bhavati, so bhavishyati. Bhavishyati, bhavishyati. Eshishyati samanam eshishyati. Eshishyati. Kachayishyati kim bhavati? Yeah, anyone can answer. Yeah. Yes, katha samak. Adarandi, yeah. Yeah, Satyapriyadi, yeah. So, yes, Kalyangasandi samak. So, kathayishyati. Kathayishyati, kathayishyati. Prakashishyate, kim bhavati? Yes, Ramanarayanji, yeah, Shakti Priyaji, yeah. So, prakashishyate, prakashishyate. Idam sarvam, so, bhavishyat kalasya rupam, lritlakaraha vartate. So, these are the lritlakara forms, future tense, rupani. Ete bhu iti dhatuhu, esh iti dhatuhu. So, bhavishyat kala rupani. Ete sham, asya lakarasya adhyanam ayam kurmaha punaha, so we'll study lirtlakara later, but these are lirtlakara forms. Like pathati, likati is lirtlakara, and these are lirtlakara forms. Khadishyati. Yeah, Tamilandi, yeah. So, Samet, yeah, Satyapriyadi, yes, Radharandi, yeah. So kadishyati kim bhavati? Kadishyati sakarasya sthane sakaraha kadishyati. Gamishyati. Yes. Samak. So, gamishyati. Adesha and pratyas, these are actually different because adesha replaces something else. Kasyati sthane bhavati, adesha. So, pratyaya is not like that. Pratyaya generally goes after a dhatu or after a pratipadika. So, it's not replacing something. It is added after something. But pratyaya replaces some letter or something. There's the difference between adesha and pratyaya. When the letter that gets replaced will undergo another change. Yes, it is possible. It's always possible. Changes are. Agamishyat kim bhavati? Yeah, Indiraji, namaste. Yeah. Yes. So, agamishyat. This is a lring form. This is one more lakara called lring. So, agamishyat is a lring. Gamishyati, lirt. Agamishyat, lring. Asya kahartha iti yada vayam lirt lakaram, lring lakaram patamaha tada janimaha. Jivishyati. Yes, Indiraji, yeah. Samyak, yeah. Ramnarayanji, yes. So, jivishyati becomes. Chikir sati. Yes, Radharandi, Samyak. Yeah, Ramnarayanji, Samyak. Yes, Kalyangrasthanji, yeah. So, chikir sati, chikir shati, sakara, chikir shati. करिष्यति. यस राजारंदी या रामनारायणजी सम्यक. यस सौम्या रामनजी या तो करिष्यति सकारस्य स्थाने शकारः करिष्यति. मरिष्यति सम्यक् सकारस्य स्थाने शकारः तो मरिष्यति. रामेषु यस शरंजी या वेंकटेश्वरंजी या सकारस्य स्थाने शकारः रामेषु या वासुदेवंजी सम्यक्. हरिषु यस या रामनारायणजी या सौम्या रामनजी सम्यक् या कल्याणकृष्णजी सम्यक्. सो शिवरामजी सरोजाजी या सो हरिषु बिकम्स हरिषु. गुरुषु समानम् एवं सम्यक्. सो गुरुषु बिकम्स गुरुषु. मातृषु मातृषु सम्यक्. सो या सो ऑल दिस एग्जांपल्स आर रिलेटेड विद प्रत्यय. सो आई एम नॉट गिवन एग्जांपल्स ऑफ आदेश बिकॉज देर आर सम अदर रूल्स एप्लीकेबल. मे बी वी विल नो लेटर व्हेन सच कंडीशंस अकर. बट सो नोइंग दिस रूल इज नीडेड. बट the examples again we will know when we get some, when we study the next parts, then we'll know the more examples, because where some more, where more rules are required, I didn't give such examples. So grihe su yes yeah Indira ji yeah Janaki Rajaram ji yes Ramanaran ji samyak. सो गृहेषु अस्तु. इदं सर्वं षत्वम् अत्र सर्वत्र प्रत्ययस्य एव उदाहरणं दत्तम्. आदेशस्य उदाहरणं पुनः कदाचित् पश्यामः. एवञ्च इन् कवर्गाभ्याम् इन् परस्य अपदान्तस्य सस्य आदेशस्य सः सकारः आदेशस्य भवेत् अथवा प्रत्ययस्य भवेत् तादृशस्य सकारस्य स्थाने मूर्धन्यः अर्थात् सकारः भवति. अन्यः नियमः वर्तते विते लेफ्ट् छसां शः. छसां स्थाने छकारः सकारः तयोः स्थाने षकारः भवति झलि परे. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So latasu is a counter example. See, latasu atra akara akara asti. So invarnaha nasti. So Indira ji mentioned this. So latasu atra akara asti iti karanat shakarah na bhavati. Latasu iti na bhavati. Latasu itteva. So atah तत्र इन्वर्णः अस्ति चेदेव षत्वं भवति. अस्तु छशां शः इत्यस्य उदाहरणम् अत्र दृश् इति धातुः दृश् इति धातुः तत् परं तस्य दृश् इति परिवर्तनं भवति. दृश् स्यति स्यति इति दृट्लकारस्य रूपं. दृट्लकारे प्रत्ययः स्यति इति भवति. So we'll know. So don't worry how I got sati, but we'll know later on. Sati is in Litlakara. So drash sati it is today. Atra shakaraha vartate. Shakarasya sthane shakaraha bhavati. Jali pare, though it is jal, usually you will find examples, generally you will get examples for these four letters, ta, tha, tha, sa. So here you can find sakara, sakara asti. Ataha, shakara syasthane, murthanyaha, shakaraha. So drash syati, tatasparam, drak iti bhavati, agrimena sutrena. So I am going to teach the next, another rule. So by that rule, it is in next slide, by that rule, the sha changes to ka. Shakarasya sthane kakaraha. See, now you can see the example of kavarga. So, drak kavarga hasti atra. Ataha, sakarasya sthane shakaraha. Drak shati. So, this is the example of kavarga. Since there are other rules involved, I didn't mention this example previously. So drak syati idanim in kavargah asti ataha ayam yaha sya iti vartate saha pratyaya sakaraha punaha padante nasti ataha tasya murdhanyah bhavati drakshyati iti rupa drakshyati atra evancha chashamsaha itanena api shakarah vartate. Arambhe chashamsaha itanena shakarah. Ante adesha pratyayoho itanena shakarah. Niyamadvayam. Niyamadvayasyapi anvayaha atra vartate. Anyat udaharanam. Sprash. Sprishu iti kastana धातुः तस्य स्प्रश् इति रूपं भवति परिवर्तनानि भवन्ति स्प्रश् स्यति इति स्थिते चशांशः शकारः वर्तते अतः तस्य स्थाने शकारः स्प्रश् स्यति ततः परं शकारस्य स्थाने ककारः अग्रिमेण सूत्रेण विच् वि विल् स्टडि इदानीं कवर्गः अस्ति इति कारणात् स्यति इत्यत्रयः सकारः तस्य स्थाने षकारः भवति अतः स्पक्ष्यति इति रूपम् एवञ्च षकारस्यापि उदाहरणं दत्तं तत्रापि अन्यदा पश्यामः तु केवलं षकारस्य उदाहरणम् अत्र दत्तम् यत्र शकारः वर्तते झलिपरे तालव्य शकारस्य स्थाने मूर्धन्यः शकारः भवति इति अस्य सूत्रस्य सामान्यः अर्थः ओके सो पूर्वस्मिन् उदाहरणे द्रक् षकारस्य स्थाने ककारः भवति इति उक्तम् अत्र पश्यन्तु षकारस्य स्थाने ककारः भवति तत्सम्बद्धं सूत्रं प्रथमं दर्शयामि ततः परम् अन्यानि उदाहरणानि पश्यामः द रूल् फार् देट् ईस् षठोः कः षठोः कस्सि इति सूत्रम् षठोः षष्ठी कः इति प्रथमा सि इति सप्तमी अतः षठोः अर्थात् षकार ढकारयोः स्थाने ककारः भवति सकारे परे इति सूत्रस्य अर्थः षठोः स्थाने बोथ् ष अण्ड् ढ विल् बि रिप्लेस् वित् क षठोः स्थाने ककारः भवति सकारे परे samanam udaharanam, same example, but the sha will be replaced with ka by this root. So drashyati, drash, the talavya tends to murthanya by the previous rule, and this shakara gets sakara, shakarasya sthane, it will be replaced with kakara. Sakare pare syati sakaraha vartate, ataha sakarasya sthane kakaraha drak syati. Idanim adesha pratyayoho, with again the, with the previous rule, the sha tends to sha, drak syati. Again same example, but this sha tends to ka by this rule, shadokasi. Ete sarve bhavishyat kaleva iti prashna asti. Aam idam sarvam bhavishyatkala rupam vritlakarah bhavishyatkala eva etarashani rupani bhavanti. Astu so shakarasya kakarah anena sutrena bhavati. Anyani kanichana udaharanani prashyamah. Prash syati ityasti, prash syati. Shakarasya adau shakarasya sthane shakarah, so prash syati, tatah param kakarah prak syati, tatah param the sa gets sha, prak syati, prak syati. These are the steps involved from prashyati to prakshyati. Okay, so we will write the end form just so that you will know. Yeah. See, it becomes like this. Ksha evam bhavati. Kshati pra, then kshyati evam. Prakshyati. Ka punaha sha militva ksha. Ka plus sha is ksha. Tha pra ksha ya prakshyati. Prakshyati. Tosh chati. Kim bhavati rupam? Anyone can write the answer? Yeah, Janaki Rajaramji, yes. Yes, Ramanaranji. See, Tosh Shati. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so it becomes. See, I will write here. To remains as it is, and as you can see in these two examples, sha tends to sha, then it tends to ka, then the following sakara tends to sha. So ka plus sha is ksha. Ataha to ksha ya ti. Tokshyati. Etadeva. Tokshyati ityadikam nasti. So tokshyati prakshyati. Astu? It's okay? Yeah, so tokshyati. So yeah, let us one more example. There are some examples. Prashyati, same. This is given as an example. Okay, next another. Oh, this is Srash, no? Okay, Srash Syati. Okay, so Kim Bhavati? Yeah, now it's correct. Yeah, yes. Yes, Soumya Ramanji, Samyak. Yeah, Ramanaranji, Samyak. Swami Nathanji, yeah, Samyak. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So, Kim Bhavati is Srakshyati. Srakshyati. सृजति सृजति तु क्रिएट सृजति तस्य भविष्यत्कालरूपं स्रक्ष्यति स्पृशति इदं दत्तं दिस् एक्साम्पल् वास् गिवन् अदर् एक्साम्पल् या शोष्यति किं भवति यस् रामनारायणजि या यस् स्वामिनाथन्जि या yes Shivaram ji samyak Venkateshwaran ji Kalyan Krishnan ji so it becomes shokshyati shokshyati so kshya madhye kshya iti bhavati shokshyati so vesh yati yes samanam so vekshyati kshya sarvatra api kshya iti upadeshyati yes indraji rajaram ji samyak yeah yes ramanaran ji samyak yeah soumya raman ji yeah so upadekshyati upadekshyati bhavishyat kalah upadishati that is vartamana kalah upadishati upadekshyati it's dritlakara so it is a future tense astu so yeah So these are the some of examples of this are there are three sandhis now shatva there are two rules for shatva and one is chasham shah and another is adesha pratyayoho and these examples both rules are involved and katva kakarah shatoho kah si iti sutram drishtam shakara dhakarayoho स्थाने ककारः भवति अत्र सर्वत्रापि शकारस्यैव उदाहरणं दत्तं शकारस्य ढकारस्य उदाहरणम् अल्पं भवति शकारस्य सामान्यतः सर्वेषु शकारस्य उदाहरणानि द्रष्टुं शक्नुवन्ति एतेषु उदाहरणेषु सन्धित्रयमस्ति षत्वं कत्वं पुनः षत्वम् यस् दिस् क्वश्चन् सर् ऐ थाट् प्रक्ष्यति इस् फ्रम् पृच्छधातु या That is correct. It's from prachya dhatu only. But since there are some rules involved, it prachya becomes prach and it becomes prakshyati by these rules. Yeah, see. Okay. That can be the example of chakara. See, I will, since you ask, I will show there. I will write here. See, the dhatu is prachya. Okay? So, prachya is the dhatu. And because of a rule, here you can see, there is chakara. Prachya iti asti chakara vartate. Cha sham shaha. I mentioned cha sham shaha. So, this is an example. Generally one is very few, such dhatus are very less. So in this dhatu you can find chakara. Chakarasya chasam shaha. So chakarasya sthane kim bhavati? Shakara bhavati. Ataha becomes pra sh. So both this cha and cha are replaced with sh. Prash. Shyati. Now, again, you have to apply all these rules. It means sha changes to ka, prakshyati. Then sa changes to sha, prakshyati. Then it becomes prakshyati. So same. So these are the rules applicable. The first you have to apply shatva, then katva, then again shatva. So it becomes prakshyati. Okay. So uttamam. So dhatu is prachya. Okay. Yeah. So this is the example of chakara. Do they have different meaning? Do they have means which one? I didn't get the question. Prachadatoho arthaha. Prachadatoho arthaha. I think you know the word prachati. Prashnam prachati. Prichati, prashnam prichati, ask question. So sahaiva artha. Pracha jnipsayamiti dhatu pate. Prash and prach. Please. Okay, so there are questions, yeah. Pracha is the example of chakara. Because in the, just I will move back. Well, see, okay. In this rule, you can see chashamshaha. Chakara. Cha and sha, there are two letters. Chakara shakara yoha sthane murdhanya shakara bhavati. So in all these examples, you saw shakara. Because that is very common. You will find shakara in most of the examples. But for chakara, prakshyati is the example. Because the dhatu itself ends with chakara. Prach is the dhatu. So we'll write once again here. See. The dhatu is prachya. This is how it is in prachya. Prachya is dhatu. Plus syati. Syati is a pratyaya. And this chakara gets shakara by this rule. Chasham shaha. By this rule, the cha will be replaced with the sha. Cha means involving this another chakara, alpa prana chakara also. So it becomes prash. See, it becomes like this, prash. Okay? So prash syati. Now, as we did, this sakara gets kakara, so it becomes prak syati. Then the following sakara gets shakara, so it becomes syati. So prak syati, then prak syati. Prakshyati. Okay? So, prakshyati. So, this is the example of chashamshaha, the example for chakara. So, even I understand what about prakshya. Yeah, chakarasya sthane kima bhot. So, yeah. Vastutaha, actually, the chakara came, since there is chakara. I think now you know the rule. So, previously we studied, since there is hraswa, it got tugagama, the sandhi which we studied in the beginning. So, then it changed to chakara and we got the form pracha. So, the rule applies since there is a chakara, mahaprana chakara. Now, because of this rule, the cha will be replaced with shakara. And since there is no chakara, the chakara also disappears. This is what actually happens. So, yataha tatra nimittam nasti. Chakarasya nimittam asit chakaraha. Chakaraha nasti iti karana chakaraha api nirgacchati. Ataha chakaraha na anuvartate agre. We see an example prashna. I don't get what is the rule that changes the cha to sha. The same rule. Chasham shaha. The rule with the first rule in this slide. This rule changes this chakara into shakara. Because in this picture you can see cha and sha. Both will be replaced with sha. Okay. So, have I given any? Is there prach? Okay. Oh, this confusion arises because of this prashya. Okay. I think yeah. Okay. This should be okay. So this should be chakara. I think this is the problem. Okay. Okay, so this should be chakara, prach syati. So I think this caused many problems. Yeah. Okay, so it should be prach only, not sha. Okay. So prach syati. Okay, now, yeah. So I didn't realize this one. Okay. So it should be prach sati and prakshati. Okay. So this is the example of chakara. The first one is example of chakara. It is prach and sati. Okay. Is it clear? Actually, there is a question, by what rule chakara disappears? Actually, there is no rule, but there is a logic means nyaya. So, nimitta apaye naimittikasyapi apayaha. So, when the nimitta, the reason goes, or the nimitta goes, then naimittika, the rule which applied because of that also disappears. See, the cha came because of chakara. Since there is no chakara now, the alpa prana chakara disappears. So this nimitta apaye naimit, this is what it said, nimitta apaye naimittikas, it is not a Paninian rule. This generally understood. When there is no nimitta, then which is caused by that nimitta, that also disappears. Even sanyukta vyanjana like cha changes to sha. Yes, same thing I'm explaining. So actually, for now we can take the whole cha gets sha. So actually it's not sanyukta, though there is takara, the takara disappears when this chashamshaha is applied. So you won't find takara also. When the cha will be replaced with the sha, you won't find takara, it disappears. Because there is no since there is no takara, so it disappears. Yeah, Janakirajaram, it's Tugagama, I still it's Tugagama, but the Tugagama disappears when Tha is replaced with Sha. Yeah, again, yeah, some, yeah, can you explain once again? Yeah, just we'll show, we'll change the previous slide. See, I will write down right here. So dhatu was like this. The question was, so there are two letters in this dhatu. So will the both the letters will be replaced with sha? So dvayoha sthane kim shakaraha bhavati iti prashnaha asi. So this was the question. And I'm saying though the rule says chakarasya sthane shakaraha, so when the chakara goes, when the cha is replaced with shakara, the cha disappears because there is no chakara. This chakara, yavat paryantam chakara asti, tavat paryantam eva chakaraha bhavati. As long as there is a chakara, mahaprana chakara, so this chakara continues. It will be only with mahaprana chakara, because it is tuk. Tuk sarvadapi mahaprana chakarena sahayo bhavati. When there is no chakara, so this chakara also disappears. This is what I am explaining with this context. So as long as the mahaprana chakara is there, you will find this chakara, because this chakara came because of mahaprana chakara. So when this goes, so this chakara also disappears. So therefore you will find only prash. So this chakara is not at all there in the next form. Okay. Okay. Is it clear? Can I move to the next slide? What happened? Okay. I'm not, yeah, now I received messages. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, much dhatuhu. To, yes, yes. Mucha becomes mokshyati. Yes. Yeah, it becomes mokshyati, but it's not chashamsha because it's not mahaprana chakara. So the chashamsha is not applicable there in mokshyati. But the previously I mentioned chokkuhu, that is applicable. So moch becomes mok, then the sakara gets shakara, mokshati. So only two rules are applicable and not these rules. So yeah, moch becomes mokshati is correct. But these two rules are not applicable, shatva and first shatva and second katva. Shatva and katva, these two are not applicable, but the third one, third sattva is applicable in mokshyati. Okay. Mucha becomes mocha by guna rule. Yes. So that we will know if, because I have not didn't teach the guna rules, how mucha becomes mocha, all this. That we will know when we study Tingantha chapter. So those who know, this is good. But those who don't know, don't worry. We will know when we study Tingantas. Yeah, same question again. Mucha kasam mocha. So we will know that later on. Because since it is not a Santhi rule, I didn't teach yet. So that we will study in Tingantha chapter. So then we will know how these changes. For example, Vishya becomes Vesh, or Bhu becomes Bho. So there's a rule for that that we'll study when we study Kritanta, Tingantha, etc. Okay, now the time is 6:58. Okay, I think we can stop here. Because if I start a new Sandhi again, I have to give examples. The next one is Jastva that we will we'll study in the next class. This is a very famous rule, Jastva. Okay. So, yeah, if any clarification is required regarding the previous discussion, I can give you now. Otherwise, we can end the class because now it's 6:58, so only 2 minutes are left. For Adesha Pratyayoho, this Pratyaya part you will get some in Ditlakara, in such places you will get examples. So I can show you an example, but don't worry if you don't understand it because I don't want to make this very complicated. But since many ask example of Adesha, so I'm giving this example. See, is a Litlakara form of Sitadhatu. See, see, she, cha. Okay, see, she, cha. This is the form of Sitadhatu. Actually, in Dhatu Patha, the Dhatu is mentioned as Shit. Okay. So, this is how you will find in Dhatu Patha. Shit is a Dhatu in Dhatu Patha. And there is a rule by which Sha will be replaced with Sa. Okay? In Dhatu Patha, the Dhatu is Shit. It is mentioned as Shit. Shakara. Murthane Shakara is there. And by a rule, that is, the Sha will be replaced with Sa. So it becomes Sit. Sorry. Not Sha. Sorry. It's Sit. It becomes Sit. Yeah. So, Shit becomes Sit. Now, this Sakara, since the Sha was Shakarasya Sthane, Sakaraha Bhavati, this Sakara is Adesha. This is not a Pratyaya, because Sit is a Dhatu, and the Sakara of this Dhatu is an Adesha. It's not a Pratyaya. So, in Litlakara, this Sakara, you can see here, Sha, this Sakara gets Shakara. Because there is Ikara, Invarna Hasti, Invarna Param Sakara Hasti, Ataha, it becomes Shakara. Here, this Sakara is an Avayava of Adesha, is Adesha, is a part of Adesha, is not Pratyaya. So, idam adeshasya udaharanam. इनः परं यः आदेशः पदान्ते नास्ति, अतः अस्य सकारस्य स्थाने षकारः भवति. सो सीसेच बिकम्स सीसेच. सो दिस् इस् एन् एक्साम्पल् आफ् आदेश. सो सिन्स् दिस् काम्प्लेक्स् ऐ हव् टु एक्स्प्लेन् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स्, ऐ डिडन्ट् मेन्शन् एक्साम्पल् आफ् आदेश प्रीवियस्लि, बट् सिन्स् यु आर् सम् आफ् यु आस्क् द एक्साम्पल् फार् दिस्, सो यु केन् हेव् दिस् एस् एन् एक्साम्पल् of adesha, for adesha pratyaya. So we saw many examples of pratyaya, but this is an example of adesha. Okay, is this example clear? Okay, please repeat the explanation. Once again, I'm explaining. See, there is a dhatu in dhatu patha, and it is mentioned as shit, the first one here. So dhatu in dhatu patha is mentioned as shit. There is a murdhanya shakara. So shit is a dhatu. Then there is a rule. By that rule, sha will be replaced with sa. This murdhanya sha will be replaced with sa, so it becomes sit. The sit becomes sit. And this one, this is a lit form. Lit is a past tense form. Lit lakara of this dhatu. So if you don't know what is lit, don't worry. We will study these things later. But since some of you asked about, for example, I am giving this. So the sit, the lit form of sit dhatu is sishecha. So what happened here is, so in the beginning it was like this. Sishecha. Okay. It was like this, sisecha, and then because of adesha pratyayoho, the sa changed to sha. Sa gets sha. Here, this sakara is not of pratyaya. Pratyasya sakaraha na, ayam sakaraha, pratyasya sakaraha na, ayam sakaraha, adeshasya sakaraha. कथम् आदेशस्य सकारः प्रीवियस्लि षकारस्य स्थाने सकारः अभवत् षिट् बिकेम् सिट् षकारस्य स्थाने सकारः जातः षकारस्य स्थाने सकार आदेशः अत्र जातः डिस्प्लेस् षकारस्य स्थाने सकार आदेशः जातः षिट् सिट् जातम् अतः अयम् आदेशस्य सकारः आदेशस्य यः सकारः तस्य षकारः भवति आदेशप्रत्ययोः इति सूत्रेण. दिस् एक्साम्पल् आफ् आदेश. अतः सकारस्य स्थाने षकारः भवति अत्र. प्रीवियस्लि वि सा एक्साम्पल्स् आफ् प्रत्यय. दिस् इस् एक्साम्पल् आफ् आदेश. सिन्स् इट् इन्वाल्व्स् आल् दीस् काम्प्लेक्सिटीस्, ऐ डिडन्ट् मेन्शन् दिस् एक्साम्पल्. सो समहौ वि विल् नो दिस् वेन् वि स्टडी सिङ्गन्त चाप्टर्. So even if you don't understand, don't worry about this discussion. Why C doesn't change? Which C? I didn't get this. Shakti Priyaji. Why C doesn't change? It looks like agama. No, there is no agama. There is adesha, because sha replaces sa. Sorry. Yeah. Sa replaces sha. So agama can come after something. No, agama never replaces some letter. In sishecha. Yeah, okay, you are asking about the first sakara. See, to change first sakara, there should be a rule. So this Adesha Pratyayo says there should be in or Kavarga before Sakara. There is in after Sakara, not before Sakara. So you can't change the first Sakara. So because there is no rule to apply to this letter. Yes, two times Adesha in a Dhatu. Yes, it's possible. So first Sha became Sa, then in Ritlakara the Sa became Sha. Yes, so two Adeshas are possible. Many, there can be many Adeshas. Okay, Astu, Tarhi Samapayamaha, Atra, Jastum Agrima Pathe Vadishyami. Mangalam Krishyami Vakyakaram Varadochim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakarancha Pranatosmi Munitrayam. Astu, punarmilamah.